worst
Tacoma times. And so forth.
Tacoma was the worst, but there was a little place that had the bar bowling and stuff right there. You know, basically spend your $5 for your sandwich and pitcher of beer, and you know, you'd sit around and you'd talk. And most of us, even the ones who were slightly different, still got along at that level.
Frank Robinson is a manager, prominent player, Hall of Famer.
I spent my time worrying about Frank Robinson as, how can he relate to me? When the real issue is when you read about Frank Robinson's life and people like him and Vader Pinson playing in Cincinnati, how could he ever relate to me? I know it's his job as manager to get most out of players, blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. He dealt with racism at its worst level. When Cincinnati is not exactly, as we know from Marge Schott, still hasn't changed. Their police department, it still hasn't changed. How he survived playing in Cincinnati and Baltimore is beyond me, and playing at that level. How he was able to focus his energies and the hatred he had to feel to play. You know, I get a little bit of what Jackie Robinson had to do.
Did he talk about that as manager at all? No.
Not at all. It was basically me to put by. Peter Gammons asked me once about the Giants, and I basically bit my tongue. I said, you know, this is a guy who was a great hitter who hated pitchers. How can he relate to me? I left out the fact that, you know, Ivy League school, you know, spoon in mouth to him more than anything else. And I grew to appreciate the crap he went through.
And then other people, you know, Willie McCovey, same contemporary.
Willie Stargell.
Yeah.
Another one who went through a lot.
Yeah.
Love Willie Stargell. But, I mean, these guys were sent to places down south where there's no friggin' way they should have sent them there. And lo and behold, who are their teammates? But all these guys who ended up as minor league managers who I had. Who,
like whom?
Most of the guys who were minor league managers in the 60s and 70s were guys who had a cup of coffee and played just a little in the major leagues in the 50s. And I am convinced to this day that most of them, you know, if Clemente or Jackie Robinson didn't exist, I could have played in the major leagues for 10 years.
Really? Okay.
That's at the upper level. At the next level, when they started drafting more black players, and you get kids coming out of Watts, East L.A., or more Hispanic players coming in. These guys have never dealt with any of them in their life. How are they going to relate, and aren't they basically destroying these guys' careers by letting these guys be their managers? I mean, a guy like an Andy Gilbert, we had a speech at the beginning of the season in 1979 where he started going, and it was all about, he started off and he went into this thing about Latin players do this, Latin players do that. We had one Latin player, Jose Barrios. I spent the whole time with my hand up like this, basically saying, we have one Latin player. Why are you saying this? He looked at me and just spent the whole thing just talking to the wall the rest of the time to avoid talking to me. And I'm a good Republican. I still love getting into social stuff. A bleeding heart conservative.
Whatever. Whatever. Well, what else? Anything else? You said a lot of things. I want to say thanks very much.
Thank you, Bert.
You're welcome.
Pleasure, and we'll do more stuff.
Okay.
Have some fun.
Know what we already have.
Good.
Terrific.